Good morning. It is Father's Day, and the readings today are to focus on the gift of parenthood and the gospel, of course, hearing that God is our Father. And like Mother's Day, it is a youth-led service, obviously, and therefore we have Gregory Phillips, who graduated from Peninsula High School last week, as our preacher today. Gregory is going to be going to USC. He's going to join the ROTC program there, and he will be majoring in pre-med. And he is nervous. But you are friends, not enemies, we've said to Gregory. And you will receive what he has to say. And so we listen now to the word that you will break open for us, Gregory.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This past Monday, I went with my dad and uncle down to USC to take my Army ROTC physical fitness test. As we made the drive out to campus, I felt confident. Confident that I wouldn't have to take on this rigorous test alone, at least mentally. In retrospect, it's the same sort of intuitive feeling I felt whenever my dad took me to baseball practice or made a point of taking my little brother and I to the always awesome father-son outings. There's no feeling of security quite like it. Looking back at memories such as family vacations or fun times when the three of us would play catch in the backyard, I couldn't help but notice how much has changed over the years and how much I've grown just from listening to my father. For example, a proverb of his that I've taken to heart is work hard, play hard. It seems like something relatively easy to do on a day-to-day basis. But seeing how the application of that proverb in my life helped me stay focused throughout my senior year, I couldn't be more appreciative of my father's knowledge that he shares with me and my younger siblings so freely. For many of us, as is appropriate for today's holiday, our fathers are a source of inspiration and security, much like our mothers also are. Some of us have other role models, such as coaches, aunts, or uncles, who gave us wisdom and instruction that helped shape us into who we are today. And now, many of you are leaving the same mark on a new generation that looks up to you, wide-eyed and ready to hear more of what you have to say. With my experience here at St. Francis, for example, I helped lead youth group discussions with other members of my confirmation class. And as we were each confirmed into the Episcopalian faith, I feel as if we all came out of the experience enlightened and newly inspired to serve God. So my question for you is, who has helped influence you to become the person you are today? In the first reading from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, the scripture inquires of the reader to hear your father's instruction and to not reject your mother's teachings, so that we may build the best possible foundation for what we learn through the course of our lives. Now, I can't recall all the times when my dad pulled me aside for a serious father-son talk, but one of the most memorable times happened just the other week regarding my Army ROTC application. As we were eating breakfast that day, he asked me, "So why do you want to do this?" At first, I thought of all the reasons that inspired me to look into the program, being given the chance to serve my country, build on leadership skills, make connections, meet new people, and leave college virtually debt-free. But as I thought about it more and more, there was still more to be gained. The final reason why I chose to apply is because years from now, as I look back at what I've done with my life, I want to be able to tell my kids that I dedicated my time to a focus that included several others other than myself, a country that promotes peace, and a God who has compassion for those who fear him. The second passage from Psalm chapter 103, verses 8 through 18, reinforces this notion of heeding the teachings from one's parents or role models by identifying God as the ultimate teacher, as a father who has compassion for his children. We, as humans, crave insight about the origins of life and why we are here. God reveals this relationship as ultimate teacher in so many ways. God gave us, his children, the Bible, a living word, a living relationship, inspiring us in the form of parables and commandments that, if followed faithfully, create the best possible foundation for our lives. God is the ultimate Father, and God's words have guided us and will continue to guide us for countless generations. In fact, I pray that I grow in becoming the man of God I am meant to be. So my next question for you is God one of those influences that has made you who you are today? Jesus, in teaching his disciples how to pray, calls on God as his Abba, or Daddy. As the Son of God, he honors God with the blessings he has received and prays for the strength to forgive, as he himself asks for forgiveness. But he points out to his disciples that he prays to my Father and your Father in a place where he can remember the Father's presence. Jesus teaches us that we should make a habit of acknowledging God as the central force in our lives, as we serve as role models to others at home and in our community. Jesus also instructs us to take the time to ponder the effects of God's fatherly influence in our own lives as we seek guidance to achieve our aspirations. Essentially, God's father-like presence in Jesus' life is a reflection of what God wants to be in all of our lives: reassuring, compassionate, and enduring. On this Father's Day, let us appreciate the fathers and inspirational figures in our lives that possess those qualities and have helped instill them in each and every one of us as we prepare to do the same for the next generations to come. We age with wisdom. The changes we undergo as a result of our experiences with God and with one another give us the tools necessary to become the role models we ourselves choose to be. As for me, my dad has always been one of the coolest people I've ever known, and on a greater level, the best dad I could ever ask for. The knowledge my parents continue to instill in me has helped me analyze the course of action I want to take in life as I prepare for college and look forward to the new chapters of my life that God has in store for me. May each of us take today as a day of appreciation for the people and forces in our lives who have helped make us who we are in our own eyes and in the eyes of those looking up to us. Amen.